Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, The Last Nighter, again, speaking from the Horrible Little Theater. Pulling forth tonight from Hollywood's famous Zazu Zazu Zazz Club. Well, it's a great night here at the Zazu Zazu Zazz Club. There isn't a celebrity or a guest artist in the place, so it looks like some of the checks will be paid. I'm just kidding, of course.
Yeah, but not much.
Never mind now. Well, tonight our intrepid band of thespians is literally straining at the noose.
Yeah, I always did think they ought to be hung.
You're a cute kid, now quiet. Our drama for the evening, tastefully trimmed in lavender lace and decorated with a touch of dried mustard, deals with the motion picture capital, with all of its glamour and gaiety and romance and, leeringly, capital S-X, nudge, nudge. It's a griping drama of the film city, with its heartthrobs and heartbreaks and Coca-Cola at 10 cents a bottle. A drama tentatively titled Hollywood After Breakfast. And if you don't think Hollywood is after breakfast, I dare you to walk down the boulevard looking like you had an extra dime in your pocket.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you think you are with all this talk? A philosopher? You sound like Voltaire.
I sound like who?
Voltaire.
Voltaire? You mean Voltaire Vinchel? Well, thanks.
Never mind. Just jump over it.
Well, that's mighty real of you, Colonel. And now with parched throat and a fevered brow, which makes a very stunning ensemble, we suddenly come to the realization that we can't go on with the drama after all. Our leading lady, Miss Annie Boom, isn't here yet. Just my luck. Everybody here at the Zazu Zazu Stuff Club with a beautiful girl, and I haven't even got Annie. Oh, me.
Well, you gotta get a date, Joe. Here's the phone. Call her up.
Oh, no, not on a dial telephone.
So why not a dial telephone? Are you superstitious?
Sure, I've been superstitious to dial telephones ever since I got my finger stuck in a meat grinder.
Did it remove the cuticle?
Yeah, right up to my elbow.
Well, here, give me the phone. I'll dial it. What's her number?
Just one. She's not so many.
No, I mean her phone number.
Oh, it's Morningside 11350. But just dial it a couple of times. This is a short program.
Hello, stupid.
Hello, what is this?
She must have recognized your voice.
Well, I haven't said anything yet.
Well, you better hurry up. Time's a-wasting.
Okay. Hello.
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 My gosh, how this thing echoes. Now what do I do?
Go on. Ask her for a date.
Okay. Hello there, Miss Boomeroo. This is Joey. How are you?
Well, I was feeling pretty fair until I saw your face appear.
Always kidding, aren't you, though?
You call it kidding? I don't think so. Why don't you scram right on your way?
Well, look, I've got something I'd like to say. Now, what you gonna do on Monday night? Let's do the town and do it right.
I'm too sorry, Joseph. I'll be busy Monday night.
Oh, well, Monday night is bad for me. I tighten up my kneecap then, you see. So what you say, Annie? How's about for Tuesday night? And we could go, oh, you know.
Yeah, to a dime double feature show. Top it off drinking sodas at the Sugar Bowl.
Well, one with two straws. Oh, I'm talking like a millionaire, I know. But when I go, I really go.
You only think you go, Joey. I'll be busy Tuesday night. Anyhow, growing pain, you shouldn't be asking me for dates. I'm going to be married soon.
Well, I'm a lawyer. I'll get you a divorce.
Now you think you're talking. Can you really get me a divorce?
Why, certainly. For a nominal sum, I'll start proceedings at once.
Wait a minute. How much is a nominal sum?
Oh, about $500.
Nothing doing. I can have him shot for $10.
Well, there's something in what you say, but look, what about our date?
Are you still here? I can't go out with you. Just look at you. Look at those bags under your eyes.
Huh?
I said you look terrible. Look at those bags under your eyes. You didn't have those yesterday.
No, those are overnight bags. Look, if you won't go out with me Monday night or Tuesday night... How's about Nancy White, or Weinstein Nan, or Nicey Wan, or look? What you gonna do on Thursday night? Let's get some string and fly a kite.
I forgot to tell you, Torpy. I'm getting married Thursday night.
Oh, well, Friday night will be okay. We'll go to the Biltmore, if you'll pay. So what you say, Annie? How's about this Friday night? And after the dance, romance. We'll go for a nice long walk.
I see. Your idea of a large evening is just walk and talk.
Well, sure. And if you can't make it on Friday night, Saturday will be all right. Hey, what you say, Annie?
You really want to know what I say?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go out with you. I have never wanted to go out with you. I never will want to go out with you. Why I wouldn't go out with you if you were the last man on earth? Do you understand that?
Sure, I get it. I know how you feel. You can't hardly wait, eh? Okay, Annie. How's about tomorrow night? Oh, shucks. What is it about me that brings out the major bows in everyone? Well, maybe it's just as well we've got Jerry Shelton to back up our musical moments. So without Much Ado or McAdoo or the Mikado or even Haile Selassie, we grab ourselves a load of the opium dream as done on Jerry's stomach pincher. Any time now, Jerry.
Ha ha ha!
are there, and have we got a drama tonight. Tonight our cast presents a soul-stirring drama of the great Canadian wild, featuring the Royal Northwestern Mounted Police, the man they almost always get, and two bottles of ginger ale we had left over from last night. A thrilling little thing entitled The Smell of the Yukon, and Yukon have it. There'll probably be a little argument about that.
Wait a minute. I thought we were going to have a drama about Hollywood. If you want to do a drama about the Northwestern Mounted Police, I've got one of mine we can do. Well, that is, I've got it all except the title. And is it terrific? Why, in the first act...
Titles. That's the important thing. Mutiny on the Bounty. Is that a title?
Yeah. Look, in the first act of my drama, we see the hero. The type of man all girls dream about.
Mm-hmm. White, gleaming hair, strong, curly teeth. I know the type. But you take this Mutiny on the Bounty. What a title. What situation?
Situation do you want? Look, has this drama got a situation? The hero is a member of the Northwestern Mounted Police who trails a villain for 10 years.
Yeah, but it's been done before. Now, a Mutiny on the Bounty, they really have novel situations. And what a smash title. Ah, it gets me. Mutiny on the Bounty.
Listen, throw a button on your lip, will you? That's all this drama of mine needs is a smash title. It's got a novel situation. Now get this and quit plugging Mutiny on the Bounty. In my drama, the hero is a mounted policeman who has chased the villain without rest for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Well, just as he finally catches up to the villain, a terrific dust storm comes up. He falls exhausted, and as the dust slowly covers the mounted policeman, the villain sneeringly throws a handful of petunia seeds over his prostrate form.
Wait a minute. This is better than Mutiny on the Bounty. Let me get this. The villain throws a handful of petunia seeds over the mounted policeman.
I said it and you repeated.
Well, there's your smash title.
What?
Botany on the Mounty. Ah, it gets me.
Botany on the Mounty. I think you'd better carry on, James. There's going to be trouble here.
Thank you.